clean water.
Big Talk Live, take control here, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight in the studio, you have Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. What will people find when they go there, Daryl?
People will find daily news and commentary. Some of the news is brought in from third-party sources. Some is original content. But there is something being posted every day.
Excellent.
And that is on the front page. I always highlight my most recent article that gets posted on Sundays, so that will always be at the top. That way people don't have to scroll through the RSS post that get put up. And there's also a free newspaper that can be downloaded. And there's podcasts, a radio show, and so much more.
Indeed, and all most of it's free. There, you do sell books, however,
yes,
and you will sell subscriptions to the paper.
Yes.
You know? So go to fpp.cc to get more of Daryl's opinion and news, and we're going to continue. We will, of course, take your calls about anything at 855-453. Somebody who called at the beginning of the show brought up the issue of spanking, and we had so many other calls coming in, I didn't want to hold up the process by digging further, and now I do want to dig a little bit further into that, because I actually had something about spanking in my show prep a few days ago. Was one of the many myriad of things that we just didn't get to. This is a fairly recent piece, September 8th. It was posted on psychologytoday.com by Darcia Navarez, PhD. In a new article, Spanking and Child Development, We Know Enough Now to Stop Hitting Our Children, Elizabeth Gershoff reviews recent research on spanking. Spanking is defined by Gershoff as hitting a child on the bottom with an open hand. Parents use spanking generally in order to reduce undesirable behavior and increase desirable behavior. But because it is targeted toward an undesirable behavior, it can only possibly meet the first parenting goal. But does it work? Researchers have looked at effects on three undesirable behaviors in children who are spanked. Noncompliance in the short term, noncompliance in the long term, and aggression. This area is difficult to study in the home because spanking rarely occurs at all, nor in front of strangers.
Okay, so we're acknowledging some of the difficulties of applying science. And by the way, Psychology Today, which is a science website, the author is acknowledging the difficulty of applying science to the subject of spanking.
That's true.
So she is acknowledging, essentially, that we're, at this point, running on opinions.
Nope. There are studies. She says
there
it's
are
hard
studies.
To study.
They are.
She says it's hard to study in the laboratory because of the prohibition against hurting subjects. Nevertheless, some studies have been done. In one set of analyses with young children in the laboratory, timeouts worked just as well as spanking for the immediate subsequent compliance on 30 tasks assigned by the mother. Long-term compliance is decreased after spanking.
And so let me make sure that I understand what they're saying there, is that timeouts work as well as spanking in short-term compliance, and in long-term compliance, spanking doesn't work as well as timeouts?
That's correct. Compliance decreased over time after spanking. So,
yep.
Yes, the child that is spanked is less likely to be a good boy in the future.
Yep, and I find this to be the most motivating of the topics at hand. However, I would like to point out that many of the people who are anti-spanking advocates out there, the peaceful parenting types, are also anti-timeout.
Really?
Yes, Ian. See, this is the problem, is that once you get into the area of opinions on parenting, everybody's got an opinion. Frankly, everybody who's not even a parent has an opinion.
Yeah.
Like, you've got an opinion on parenting. You have no intention of ever
procreating,
thank God.
No, I don't really have any opinion on much beyond spanking. I know that I was a kid once, and I didn't like being spanked.
Everybody was a kid once.
So everybody's opinion's valid about spanking.
So
you don't have to have kids to have an opinion that's valid.
Mark, I've got a question for you. You said that some of the peaceful parenting proponents are against timeouts.
Yes.
What do they do to discipline their child? Or is it one of the things of, I want my kid to be a kid, and if he throws himself in the fire, he'll learn not to do it next time?
I think that there's a bunch of different strategies out there. I think that probably redirection, which is the most time-consuming and difficult parenting task out there, which is essentially...
So, like, distracting the kid?
It's basically that, distracting the kid. But I don't think that that necessarily teaches lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do to my son is I lecture him into the dirt, right? I mean, like, the poor kid...
Good God, shut up!
Right? I try to have the most clear... I assume that I'm talking to an adult,
yeah,
and I have a conversation with him.
I think that makes sense. Does lecturing, I don't know that Jack, work any better than when you lecture Ian?
I don't think that lecturing Jack works any better than lecturing the dog or Ian. So
really?
There you go. No, I don't.
Haven't seen it work? I mean, it hasn't.
I think what I'm doing is I'm preparing a path for the future.
Okay.
Like, he has to understand the words that I'm using, and I don't think he does all the time.
Hmm.
Now, I'm just doing the best I can here, and in the process, I am redirecting him, right? Like, come on, Jack, we got to sit down and talk about this. I can't sit him down. I got to sit down myself, and then he'll, look at his shoes or look at the ceiling or look at whatever the heck he's looking at.
Yeah.
And I talk, and, he listens for a little while, and, maybe he'll go back to doing what he was doing, and maybe he won't.
All right, so back to the story here regarding some of these studies. So we found out that short-term compliance, spanking seems to work. Long-term compliance, however, is decreased, meaning it's the child is less likely to comply in the long term after having been spanked. In terms of whether parental aggression, that is spanking, decreases aggression in the child, the answer is no. In fact, spanking tends to increase child aggression. Quote, spanking predicted increases in children's aggression over and above initial levels of aggressive behavior, and in none of these longitudinal studies did spanking predict reductions in children's aggression over time. Instead, it predicted increases in those.
This is what I consider the bad science involved in spanking, is that it predicts aggression. Okay, so what you do is you put the small group of anti-spanking parents who are probably of a particular ethnic group, they're probably a particular social and economic groups, and you put them in one category, and you take the vast array of spanking parents that go from the parents that spanked once to the parents that spank hourly, and you put them in one category, and then you predict from there. And that's nonsense.
Well, you don't know how they did the studies, so, I mean, you're speculating.
I've looked at these studies, and if they're not clear, if your study can't be stated so that I, a person who is above average in intellect,
this
can understand
it. This is a summary. This isn't an exact summary.
I've read these things over and over again, Ian. I know which study she's referring to because I've read this stuff.
So you're saying that in these scientific studies that you've seen, that they actually put someone who spanked their child once in 18 years in the same category as someone who spanked them 1,000 times.
Sometimes they break them up. Sometimes they predict different things with them. And the difficulty...
I imagine if you broke them up, you would get different results from those groups.
You can also see that there's a predictor of aggression without using spanking too, that you can see that there's sometimes aggression there. And yes, I think that too much spanking does cause aggression, but I don't think it's because of spanking. This is my theory here, and I think that it's borne out relatively easily, is if the child is terrorized, if they feel unloved and alone, then they have the same reactions. Once you have that situation of terror, because I don't know how many times you've been terrorized in your adult life, but I can tell you that it is a situation in which you cannot even think. Like, the chemicals are flowing into your brain, and if this happens on a regular basis, it does warp the chemistry of the brain. I absolutely believe that. I've been in situations where it's essentially a firefight situation, and it's terrifying. And for a child to be put in something like that over and over again, then that's going to warp their brain. Yes, that can happen from a parent who is overbearing with spanking or punishment or even timeouts. That if a child feels unloved and alone
and
terrorized, that's what warps their brains.
I think that's probably true, but I think it's also true that spanking, one of the reasons why it warps people, is because it teaches them that violence solves problems. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's we're going to come back with a little bit more on this. And then also, still to come, a little bit of good news about a court decision Daryl is going to share with us here. And, of course, you can take control as well. Bring up what you want, comment on spanking, or anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may bring up what you want. Here is 855-453, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
Well, it's been pretty hard to find bitcoins recently to be able to turn your cash into bitcoins, and it's because, well, I guess the previous exchanges have just kind of, they're not open for business, right, Ian? I mean,
can I know BitInstant is not currently open.
Right. And
I've heard Coinbase is still around, but I don't know if that's,
not
really
turn,
cash.
That's not to turn cash into Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's using a bank account.
Yeah, and that's why I'm happy to talk about cashintobitcoins.com. It's safe, fast, legal, easy, and inexpensive. And the best part, the customer service is their top priority. I want to go into just sort of how fast it is.
Did you say cash into Bitcoins? I thought it was cashintocoins.com.
Did I say cash into Bitcoins? I'm sorry.
You
this
did.
Is my first ad. Excuse me. Cashintocoins.com. I only said it once. I mean, I'm going to repeat it at the end of the ad. What do you want from me?
I just want to make sure we're accurate.
You're right. Thank you very much. It's fast. And it's run by a guy named Will. And he usually gets it done in a few minutes. This is his full-time job. He's managed to turn Bitcoins into a job. He gets usually in a few minutes he gets it done. If not, the top time that it's taken him up to this point is 4 hours.
Okay.
So if you understand that you're dealing with an individual here and that he's got all his licensing and everything, but that he's going to get it taken care of as quickly as possible, they do it really fast. I mean, I don't know if he gets up in the middle of the night to check these things or not. But what you can do is you can go with cashintocoins.com. You can go to any Wells Fargo in the U.S. and deposit money, and in a few minutes to a couple of hours, you'll get your Bitcoins. It's cashintocoins.com. Now, I would like to say that I tried this out, and I have not yet tried it out because there's no...
I've attempted to try it out, right. And unfortunately, there's no Wells Fargo in New England. I'm looking at the map of Wells Fargo locations, and they are in the supermajority of
Connecticut.
States.
Connecticut. New England is Connecticut.
Are they? Yeah, okay, you're right. I'm sorry. They're not in northern New England or Massachusetts. How about that? But the supermajority of states do have Wells Fargo banks. It's a fairly prolific bank. So I think most people will be able to actually do this. And I look forward to hearing from our listeners, maybe on our Facebook page, post, you know, what your experience is using cashintocoins.com.
Right. And I spoke to Will for quite some time on more than one occasion. And you know how you get that feeling that somebody's trustworthy? Like, that's the feeling I had with Will. So I'm confident that he's had his business up for quite some time. You know, I'm not finding a lot of complaints on Bitcoin Talk forums or anything like that about him. I haven't found any, frankly. So I'm thinking that things are going to be good here. I'd love to hear people's results. So it's cashintocoins.com. I'm excited about it.
Very cool. All right, 855 450 free. And by the way, he does say on his website that if you have suggestions for other banks with which he can set this up, that he's also working on that. And rumor has it he's working on Bank of America as well.
Well, there are some announcements to come in the near future, currently it's Wells Fargo. And, you know, if you want to get your Bitcoins today, you don't know what it's going to be like in 2 weeks.
If Will is listening, I would like to suggest credit unions.
Isn't it harder to set things up with them? I mean, they got fewer branches and stuff.
Well, there's a thing called the Credit Union Service Center.
Okay.
So I have a credit union in Alabama.
All right.
There is a facility here in Keene, New Hampshire that I walk into that they're part of this Credit Union Service Center. And I just say, shared branching. And they treat me like one of their customers.
I see.
And they can access my account from almost 2,000 miles away.
Sweet.
That's fascinating. So that's an interesting concept. We'll certainly let you know what other changes develop, because I have to agree, Mark. I'm excited to see a cash to Bitcoins company in operation again. And, you know, there's obviously a page there about, you know, why should you trust me? Well, he's jumped through some hoops. He's got a registered business and all of that. And some people, that's definitely going to make them feel better about doing business with him.
I think it's going to make most people feel better simply because, either they will feel neutrally or better.
Yeah. So cashintocoins.com, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're talking about spanking. Some research is being summed up here at psychologytoday.com, suggesting that spanking actually decreases long-term compliance with the child, meaning they're less likely to do what they're supposed to in the future, and it also predicts an increase in the child's aggression into the future as well. The question,
how much of that plays into the fact that people that spank tend to be more on the conservative side, And people on the more conservative side also tend to be slightly more nationalistic and slightly more pro-military. And with pro-military comes pro-violence. So how much of the violent aspect comes from the glorification of violence through the military instead of, oh, you were spanked, therefore you're violent?
That's a good question. I don't know if a breakdown like that has been looked at.
Also, the science don't take into consideration behavior and personality. I mean, anybody who's had children will tell you that kids are born with a personality, and they've got their own personality. So, you know, the question you have to ask, and I'm not advocating for spanking here, it's a question to ask, is are the kids that are more prone to violent, aggressive behavior the ones that get spanked more, and so therefore they trend upward on the charts here as far as kids that are more aggressive being the ones that spank. The question is chickens and eggs here, and we don't know the answer. It's difficult to do the science around this. I like the first study, and this is the one that I always talk about, is, look, you can see that timeouts work as well in the short term and better in the long term than spanking does. And, I know that there's caterwauling among the peaceful parents out there about how bad timeouts are or whatever, attachment parenting and that whole thing. I get it. I understand. But I think that it's a preferable form of correction than spanking, and that's what we've used with my son. It's been successful up to this point. However, I'm not willing to say that every parent that has employed spanking every time it has been employed is wrong. I'm saying that spanking is a tool and a dangerous tool.
In regards to the chicken or the egg question, yeah, you might be right about that. But ultimately, it's you as the parent gets to decide, do you want to continue this cycle? Do you want to continue, generation after generation to be the parent that's spanked and then maybe influence your child to spank and so on and so forth? Or do you want to stop that chain of violence from happening and be the change you wish to see in the world and stop spanking now?
I haven't had a situation with my son that I've thought that spanking was the right choice. But if I had, say I lived on a city street and my kid kept running out towards the street and I couldn't convince them, stop them, correct them in any other way, I might try spanking, to employ spanking as a possible corrective tool to see whether or not it would work in order to prevent the child from doing behavior that might kill it. Now, I don't think that the whole argument about smacking hands and stoves and all that stuff is valid, but it's a corrective tool.
All right, we come back with more here, 855-450-FREE, and there's a little bit left to this piece here, Psychology Today. In fact, the next question is, why is spanking ineffective for changing behavior in the long term? More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And enjoy the features on our site, including listening options. Live streams, we've got those. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are available around the clock. 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is streaming for you at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get tuned in to Free Talk Live on over 120 stations, radio stations from coast to coast. So be sure to check out our list at listen.freetalklive.com. There may be a station near you. We've also got satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio. In addition, you can tune us in on free-to-air, which is available across almost all of North and Central America for free. There's no monthly charge. You just have to buy the equipment one time, hook it up, and then it works for as long as the equipment lasts. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Squarespace.com. Perhaps you have been looking to do a little bit of redesign on your existing website. Perhaps you still have yet to create a website. Well, Squarespace.com can help you with both of those things. You can take your existing site and import it directly into Squarespace. If, for instance, you have like a WordPress, for instance, or a variety of other sites, you can just literally extract the existing site and insert it into Squarespace, and they will make it look beautiful because Squarespace is great about that. They're great about, number one, being incredibly affordable with their web hosting, but also they're more than a web host. They actually give you all kinds of incredibly beautiful templates,
professionally graphically designed that will allow you to present your site as perhaps an e-commerce site or a blog or a portfolio site, different types of templates, different categories. You start with a free account. It's easy. All you need is your email address to get started at squarespace.com. You don't have to have a credit card number to get the ball rolling there, and you can use pretty much all of the tools on Squarespace to create your site. And when you're ready to take it to the next level, the first level pricing level is $8 a month at Squarespace. You want to get unlimited space, you want to get unlimited bandwidth, take it up to $16 a month. You're still talking about pennies. I mean, this is nothing for hosting, but it'll look amazing. Go and see for yourself. Dig into it. Squarespace.com. And when you're ready to order, you can save an extra 10% off their already low prices by using our discount code, FTL and the number 9. That's FTL9 as your discount code at Squarespace.com. 855-450-FREE. PsychologyToday.com, in an article about spanking, is addressing some studies on the issue and suggesting here that the long-term compliance is decreased by spanking as far as children not doing what you say in the long term. It will work short term, they say. And also,
I think that's why it's employed.
Yeah, increases.
Because it's effective in the short term. And it also feels very active from the standpoint of the parent. Like they feel like they've done something as opposed to the timeouts, which don't feel quite the same.
They do seem very passive. Little Johnny, go to your room and think about what you did. And they forget that little Johnny in his room has all of his toys,
yeah.
His Xbox, his Nintendo, his iPad, his iPhone, probably a laptop computer, and a bunch of other stuff. And little Johnny doesn't think about what he did.
Yeah, that was my circumstance there. The one thing that my parents did to me that I remember specifically that worked really well was they took the AC adapter from my Sega Genesis. Damn, they got me good on that one. And I actually made the argument. I made a good argument.
That's not what a timeout is, by the way. That's a go to your room, and that's a different thing.
Okay. Well, whatever. The timeout's like stand in the corner, that kind of thing. They did that one to me, and that one worked
pretty
well.
What's that?
That one worked pretty well, the whole stand in the corner thing.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we had foster kids in the family, and my dad put the foster kid in the corner, and it was a corner at the end of the hallway, and there was the closet door.
Okay.
He got bored, and he pulled the little pins out of the hinges of the closet door while he was sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
And a couple hours later, I think it was my stepmom went to open the door, and the door fell on her.
Oh, no. Wow.
Well, I'm not sure that that's an argument against standing in the corner, but it's an interesting story.
It's a good story.
Yeah, it's just an interesting story.
Why is spanking ineffective for changing behavior in the long term? Well, according to the doctor here at Psychology Today, approaching this from a behaviorist perspective, conditioning by punishment, that is pain, requires that the consequence always occur immediately after every instance. When you touch a hot stove with a bare hand, you get burned, period. This does not occur with the behaviors parents spank for. Parents are often not around to see them or are not willing or able to spank immediately afterwards. Why is spanking ineffective for increasing desirable behavior? Well spanking does...
I just wanted to point out that as a parent here, I think that the one thing that I'm most concerned with, because I can handle sort of the things that happen, you know, if Jack is doing something that at some point or another I can talk him into better behavior, even if I can't talk him into better behavior today, I can talk him into better behavior over time. The problem is that I need to be dealing with facts. And the most important thing to me is getting the truth. And I'm not going to – if I think that if a child gets spanked and punished for every infraction, you use pain therapy or whatever, pain to teach, pain conditioning.
Pain is a motivator.
Pain conditioning is the term. Then they're going to try to avoid pain, mm-hmm. but they may not necessarily try to avoid the behavior. I was very good as a child at lying, cheating, and stealing and getting out of things. I was, you know, quite a little sneak, and I didn't get caught for stuff. And so my biggest concern is getting the truth. How do I get the truth out of Jack? And I think that it's a bad way to get the truth out of a child is to have them, you know, be scared of what the consequences are that you might bring upon them. That's what my biggest concern is.
So why is spanking ineffective for increasing desirable behavior?
Well, the author says spanking does not convey positive guidance on how to behave in a particular situation, only how not to behave if a threat of punishment is at hand. Children learn positive behaviors from practicing actions that work, ones that lead to a sense of belonging and competence. They internalize what they practice and what their family practices. They learn reasons for their actions from what they hear and are told, but active practice has the deepest impact. And why else is spanking harmful? She says it destroys trust. Children trust their parents just a little less. They build a spanked children.
Right. This is what my concern is, and I'm not sure whether this is true or not with timeouts either. With my timeouts, you know, we talk about before and after what it's going on, what's going on, and why it's going on.
They build a self-protective shield around themselves in terms of relationships generally. Children increasingly mistrust the motives of others and become a more threat-reactive child. It leads to aggressive expectations. They are ready to aggress first before they are aggressed against. Spanking is harmful for even more reasons. The review indicates that spanking destroys mental health. Spanking increases
delinquency. I hate this one.
Delinquency.
I hate it. Because the science on this really isn't good. You know, where's the mental health before the spanking begins? Where's the delinquency before this stuff begins? You just can't figure for these things.
They say spanking increases delinquency and criminal behavior. Spanking makes it more likely the child will be physically abused.
And this is my biggest point on the anti-spankers that I want is look, you're not going to make your point as well if you try to convince parents that you're going to turn their kids into little crazy criminals by spanking them, is if you just say, look, the science shows the timeouts are equally as effective in the short term and more effective in the long term. That if you take a measured and rational approach to the problem, rather than saying, you're going to make your kids stupid and angry and dangerous and, you know, delinquent and all these other terminologies that they use, they can't prove this, and I don't think it should be even talked about.
As you're reading this article, in my mind, I'm replacing the word spanking with jail. Because all of the arguments that she's making of why you should not spank or punish a child could also be, you know, put towards you shouldn't incarcerate people.
Absolutely.
Because if you incarcerate somebody, then they're more likely to commit a crime when they get out. It's true because there are a lot of repeat criminals.
It's true that violence doesn't solve problems very effectively. We certainly see that people who go to jail are not corrected, despite being called the Department of Corrections. 855-450-FREE. Maybe if jails were run more compassionately, that could be different. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. Now, you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live. One of the ways you can do that is by getting a free bumper sticker. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. The instructions are there as to how to accomplish that. And it's free. Only takes a moment of your time to acquire it. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. There are other things there that you can do, like share us on your favorite social networking website. That's a big one. The more people that can find out about Free Talk Live, the better, because the more people we have listening, the more likely some will contribute to the show via, like, the app program, for instance, or shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. And, of course, the more that we can get coming in, the more we can put back out there by getting the show on more radio stations and things like that. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a good list of stuff you can do to help us out. As we continue here, Daryl, Constitution Day. We started out the show talking about Constitution Day, and it's an idea that, you know, it was an okay idea for its time, the Constitution. It didn't really work out very well because it has either authorized the tyranny we have today or was powerless to prevent it. Nonetheless, every now and then a court will get it right when it comes to the Constitution. However, more often they get it wrong. So, you know, one step forward, 10 steps back tends to be the way it goes with the court system. But it's good to appreciate people when they get it right. So, yes. What happened?
So the Eighth Circuit, which is up in Minneapolis, they ruled last week that just because someone has reserved a public park does not mean that other people lose their First Amendment privileges in that park.
Okay.
And I have spent most of the show parsing through the 15-page opinion from the court.
That's some riveting reading there.
It actually is, because it gives backstory into what happened.
Yep.
So, Brian...
Just give the story.
Brian Johnson is a self-proclaimed evangelical Christian.
All right.
Who considers distributing copies of the Bible to be essential to his expression of faith.
All right.
He began distributing Bibles at the Twin Cities Pride Festival in the mid-90s, approximately 1995. In many years thereafter, he secured an exhibitor's booth from Twin Cities Pride. In 2009, Twin Cities Pride denied his application for a booth. Johnson signed an application and the non-discrimination statement, but the festival manager then asked him three additional questions. Whether his activities at the festival would meet the intentions of the non-discrimination statement, whether he believed that homosexuality or homosexual sex acts are sins, and whether he believed that sexual intercourse between persons of the same sex is perversion. He replied that he would gladly hire a homosexual at his business if the person could do the job, but expressed his belief that the Bible specifies homosexual conduct as a sin. He elaborated that he tries to avoid the subject when passing out Bibles at the festival and does not believe that homosexual or heterosexual temptation in and of themselves are sin. The festival manager was not satisfied with his reply and declined to approve the application. Having no booth, he attempted to distribute Bibles anyway while walking through the park during the festival. The Minneapolis police... Public park?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
42-acre public park.
That's a big one.
The Minneapolis police arrested him for trespassing when he refused to leave.
Hmm.
They later dismissed the charges. In anticipation of the 2010 festival, Johnson requested and received from the board assurance that he would not be forbidden to distribute literature within Loring Park during the festival. After learning that the board intended to permit Johnson to distribute Bibles, Twin Cities Pride brought an action against the board, alleging that allowing Johnson to distribute literature during the festival would violate their rights under the First Amendment. Both parties agree that Johnson's distribution of Bibles is protected speech, that Loring Park is a traditional public forum, and that it remains so during the festival. The board presented little evidence that forbidding literature distribution furthers a significant governmental interest at the festival. The board's reliance... Hold on, lost my place here. The board's reliance on the assertion by Twin Cities Pride Executive Director that literature distribution causes congestion is insufficient.
Yeah, that's insufficient.
Her only specific evidence on the topic was that distribution of graphic literature related to animal cruelty in 2010 led to complaints from participants because of the traffic congestion caused by these non-participants handing out literature from outside of a booth, and because the participants themselves were required to remain in their booth when handing out literature or materials. At oral arguments before the court, the board asserted that if performers created a crowding problem during the festival, and the reference to performers is that there were street performers sure. allowed in the festival, that if performers created a crowding problem during the festival, board officials would move them on to alleviate congestion. But if this approach suffices to cure congestion created by entertainers who seek to attract crowds, then we, this being the court, fail to see why a similar exhortation would not be sufficient to alleviate any crowding caused by a stationary distributor of literature.
Mm-hmm.
That the board is satisfied with informal case-by-case action.
And he wasn't even stationary, right? He was on foot handing this stuff out.
He could probably occupy a spot, but then he could move around. It's right. a 42-acre park.
Right. He wasn't behind a booth.
You know, I...
Right.
So my first thought is how many other different kinds of festivals does this guy hand Bibles out at? Because everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, according to the Christian religion, which, you know, sounds like a bunch of guilt to me, but whatever. That's the first step. So he should be handing out Bibles to everybody and not picking on the gay people who have a special kind of sin, which is what it looks like if this is the only festival at which he hands out Bibles.
Well, you don't know.
I don't.
There are some people that will go to baseball games and do this.
Agreed, but I do know that in Christianity as it exists in the United States, and maybe Russia too, seems to have a special place in their heart for gay folks. Mm. Like they're hunting them down. Like that's the special kind of bad these days. Now, sin is sin, and it doesn't matter, but there's the gay agenda thing going on and all this stuff. So I don't know. It doesn't matter to me as far as his speech right goes. Yes, if you're going to use a public park to have your gay event, yes, people should be able to go and hand out Bibles there. And yes, you can hand out Mao's little red book, too, if that's what you want to do. Whatever.
Yes, the court's got it right in this case. I mean, they ruled in favor of the man's right to be in this this public park,
yes.
Even though it has been sort of rented in some way by this group.
It was not rented, it was just permitted.
Okay, I get what you're saying there. They kind of treat that like rent,
right?
I guess, but yeah, so even though they had a permit, that permit does not preclude another person from being there. And we've had situations like this in Keene, as a matter of fact, where there's a public park where somebody has an event to which they've actually gone through this governmental process and gotten a permit. But then, activists may want to show up and set up their own thing on that same property. And it's totally acceptable. The
yes.
person who, of course, has gotten the permit feels like they have been slighted in that case. And I can understand why. They have been jumping through all these government hoops trying to do something that they should have a right to do. If you, have public property, and I don't think we should. I think property should be privately owned. But while we do have public property, you should have a right to be there. And so somebody shouldn't have to go and beg permission in order to engage in a right. But when someone does beg permission and they're given this fancy permission slip, then of course they get it into their head that, well, we've got exclusive use of this this area, which in point of fact is not true. You don't have exclusive use if it is public
yes.
land, or you shouldn't. How likely other cops everywhere are to know about
that,
this
there's
is another question.
Another interesting point that I want to make real quick. The ruling continues. It says, we note also that Twin Cities Pride permit application for the 2012 festival said the organization would be collecting money in connection with the festival and explained that volunteers will be near the entrance to request donations for Minnesota United. Solicitation is a more disruptive form of speech than literature distribution. If the board approves of stationary solicitors raising money outside of booths and near the entrance to the festival, we are hard-pressed to understand how it can justify barring Johnson from engaging in a less congestive form of expression at the same location.
There you go. So one court makes one decision correctly. Unfortunately, the problem with court decisions is the police don't know about them. I mean, for the most part, unless it's really, really big, the police never hear about it. So that, of course, won't stop police from arresting people from doing that in the future. Or coming up tomorrow. See you.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.